Canada is hosting the Para-Hockey World Championship for the first time in the sport's history, and Moose Jaw is front and center for visiting teams and fans, which is why locals are volunteering as team hosts for the event. The team host is basically the connection person for each of the teams in town, explained Mia Fairley, who is volunteering as the host for Team Norway. We make ourselves available to them at all times, in case there's anything they need, from the rink to the hotel. The World Championship is an international event featuring 8 teams from around the world, ranked here by their world standing. USA, Canada, Korea, Czechia, Norway, China, Germany, Italy. When the World Championship was announced to be taking place in Moose Jaw on March 27, 2023, Team Canada captain Tyler McGregor said it was a historic moment. It's been years since our families and friends and home fans have been able to come to cheer us on, with the exception of a few tournaments and a few games along the way, so we're really, really looking forward to this, McGregor added. Being part of that history is important to fans like Fairley. It's a great opportunity to be close to the sport, she said. I was able to be a team host for the World Challenge in Leduc, Alberta in 2015, so I had a bit of an understanding of what's required. Having a local assigned to each team to answer questions about the community, run errands that might be difficult for someone with no knowledge of the area, and organize cheering at each game is an important part of welcoming international athletes to Canada, she explained. We spend quite a bit of time with them. I met them here at the rink initially and got to know them. Ellipsis. When you're moving a large team, there's always things that get missed, so we're here to pick that up. Make sure everything's smooth from hotel to rink to going out for meals, things like that. Fairley is from Baldwinton, SK, where she has organized and coached a para-hockey club since 2011. Her son and husband are also involved. We love the sport, so it was a pretty easy decision when the opportunity came up. I mean, Canada's hosting for the first time, I wanted to be part of it. Lori Ewan is the team host for Team Korea. When she saw online that volunteers were needed, she didn't hesitate. I had been wanting to help out in some way, Ewan explained, so when they put the call out, I was there. And I told the person, you know, I can say, hi, in Korean, so that's how I got the assignment. Ewan's Team Korea contact has been helping her understand the nuances of the sport, as well as how to cheer the team on in Korean. She said the team is ultra-focused on their sport and she has been amazed at their athleticism and skill. I'm trying to be at all their practices, and I sit as close to their bench as I can for their games and hold up a sign with their flag on it. I make sure they know they have fans here and we're happy to have them here, she said. I know they appreciate it because I see their smiles and they're always waving. They're an awesome group. I think people should come out. It's a very interesting sport, and I can tell you it's something I'd never be able to do. These are ultimate athletes, they're incredible, Ewan added. And I'd like to say, go Team Korea. Follow along with results and check out the World Para-Hockey Championship schedule at paralympic.org/moose-jaw-2023/schedule.